WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
Begin this morning with first weather. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow, looks like the calm before the heavy rains today.
That's right. Tropical Storm Michael is centered over Georgia and South Carolina this morning. Maximum sustained winds down to 50 miles an hour. Far cry from the 155 mile an hour winds at landfall yesterday. The storm track has wiggled a little closer to New Jersey, so I've had to ramp up rain totals and wind gusts a little bit. Today is going to turn wet with periods of rain pushing through the state. That rain will be heavy at times. It'll be breezy during the daytime hours. Gusts to 20 or 25 miles an hour. Still on the warm side, mostly in the 70s. Now tonight, heavier, steadier rain becomes likely, especially along the south coast. It'll get gusty, 40 to 50 mile an hour gusts. And then the rain comes to an end tomorrow. The wind will calm down and we'll see those tumbling temperatures into the weekend. New Jersey weather made possible by Jersey HVAC pros. Attention New Jersey businesses, your HVAC system and refrigeration are under attack. Save the day with the Jersey HVAC pros. Visit HVAC4NJ.com. That's HVAC, the number 4NJ.com. Jersey HVAC pros. A whole new degree of commercial HVAC.
Time out of New Jersey's first news, 5:02. As Dan mentioned, it is now Tropical Storm Michael. Responsible for a child's death in Georgia, a tree fell onto a home and killed an 11-year-old girl. Michael made history Wednesday, becoming the first ever Category 4 storm to make landfall in Florida, the third worst storm to hit the U.S. ever. Hard statistics aside, a veteran storm chaser in Panama City says Hurricane Michael is in a class all by itself.
I've been in 30 of these, and there was nothing that compares to this. Charlie, Katrina, Wilma, just the sheer intensity and how fast it was moving.
Now comes the cleanup. That's going to be a long, expensive process. Damage already in the billions. New Jersey's Elite Task Force 1 is in the area, aiding with water rescues. A potentially decisive 3 weeks has now begun in the push to legalize marijuana for adult use in New Jersey, with the Senate and Assembly eyeing an October 29th vote. Governor Murphy huddling with legislative leaders last night, saying a broader meeting will take place today.
Senate and Assembly Democrats met privately in Trenton on Tuesday to be briefed on the latest legislative proposal, though no consensus was reached. There was at times loud disagreement. Still, Governor Phil Murphy told reporters at a meeting with business leaders about his economic plan that he believes a legalization bill will pass.
This is being baked as we speak. I'm based on what we're in active discussions, so this is one of the areas where we've been in active discussions for a while.
Murphy indicated he isn't insisting on any particular tax rate on legal marijuana. Senate President Steve Sweeney said Tuesday it wouldn't be higher than 12%. In Newark, Michael Simons, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Temperatures around the Garden State this morning, starting out really in the 70s. Periods of rain today, heavy at times. Is it going to be some of the remnants of now Tropical Storm Michael? Some breezy gusts up to 25 miles an hour, but our high temperatures today, 75 to 80, and then heavier, steadier rain is likely, especially along the south coast tonight. But the rain should end tomorrow morning, and we have a pretty decent fall weekend ahead. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, even as lawmakers rush to legalize weed, where you could buy it in New Jersey may be severely limited. We'll have more on that story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm at New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. We have temperatures this morning starting out in the 70s. It is dry right now. It's not going to stay that way. Rain will intensify as we move through the day. Very heavy rain tonight. We'll see some gusty winds. We should dry out by the time we start getting into tomorrow morning for a fall weekend ahead. With lawmakers finally deciding on the details of how marijuana will be legalized, sold, and taxed for recreational use in New Jersey, where you can buy it and use it may be severely limited as more towns seek to ban it entirely. Patrick Lavery has been following these developments and joins us live this morning with the latest. Patrick?
Eric, Freehold is just the next in a line of dozens of Jersey municipalities, many concentrated in Monmouth and Ocean counties, but they're all over the state, where local lawmakers have banned the sale of the drug even if and when it becomes recreationally legal. Some other towns have an outright nixed marijuana sales, but say they strongly oppose the legislation, although the state has floated that idea of allowing a 2% local tax to be imposed so that towns who okay selling pot can bring in some extra bucks. Now, of particular concern in Freehold, suicidal veterans, many who use pot to calm themselves, and came out to Tuesday night's meeting. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. Updating this morning, a couple of stories that you heard first on New Jersey 101.5. A top executive at RWJ Barnabas is going to keep her job and $1 million salary. She was placed on leave after posting on Facebook regarding police officers in Fairlawn schools. Who is going to train them not to shoot black children first? Then she lied about it, claiming she was hacked, then admitted it and apologized. RWJ Barnabas CEO Barry Ostrowski issued a statement saying they'd reviewed company policy on social media and are confident Davis remains the proper executive to lead their social impact practice. The Englewood Cliffs police chief now suspended for 120 days without pay while he's investigated for threatening the former council president. There are recordings of Chief Michael Chaffee saying he'd like to kill the council president, but knows he can't. The Jersey suburbs used to be what the American dream was all about. But these days, a growing number of suburban communities are being forced to reinvent themselves just to remain relevant.
Rutgers economist James Hughes says millennials and their baby boomer parents are increasingly looking to live in communities that have a walkable downtown area with shops, restaurants, and different types of townhouses and apartments, not just big single-family homes.
They want a lot of activities. They want more collaboration. They want more interaction, much less isolation.
Vacant office buildings and declining malls must be converted into town centers where people want to go, says Hughes. The suburbs of the 70s have become completely obsolete. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 510. South Jersey's winningest high school football coach is serving a two-game suspension after some of his players were caught on video using racial slurs. St. Joe's coach Paul Sacco was hosting players at his house in Hamilton. School officials say he should have better supervised his players and will no longer be able to have players at his home. The Mount Holly Motor Vehicle Office is closing. Nobody seems to care. October 17th will be the last day of operation. Unlike other closures, not a single complaint has been lodged about this one. Customers will be redirected to a new MVC office in Delanco. A national report by the Food Research and Action Center finds more children are participating in after-school meal programs, but there are still thousands of kids who don't have access.
Adele LaTourette of Hunger Free New Jersey says meals provided by public schools come with two major benefits.
One is it ensures that children receive a supper in that day, but it also brings in more money so they can run additional programs for the kids.
The more meals NJ schools serve to children in need, the more subsidies the state receives from the federal government. The study finds an average of 20,000 children received after-school meals in October of 2017, but that accounts for just one out of 19 low-income children who received school lunch. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It's no secret New Jersey has the highest property taxes in the nation, but how are your taxes allocated? What's at work when you pay your tax bill? There is now an easy way to find out.
It's called the New Jersey Homeowner's Guide to Property Taxes by the New Jersey Society of CPAs. CEO Ralph Albert Thomas says
the guide is really an educational piece to provide New Jerseyans understanding of what goes into the property tax calculation, how it's done.
The 16-page guide is free. It talks about when the payment is due, the assessment, and calculation. He says the basics of property taxes are something all homeowners should know.
So we thought it made a lot of sense to put together a piece that not only our members would understand, but also the citizens of New Jersey, to educate them on how their property taxes are computed.
Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 512. What is the remnants of Hurricane Michael going to bring to the Garden State? We'll get an extended look at the forecast and recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
Thanks, guys. You're a breath of fresh air. You're awesome.
New Jersey, 101.5.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. So, Dan, I know that we've got that former hurricane weakening as it moves through the southwest.
Yeah.
Is it going to impact the Garden State?
It is, and I'm especially concerned about the rain leading to flash flooding. The wind forecast has ramped up a little bit as well for tonight. The one thing we don't have to worry about is coastal flooding, tidal flooding, storm surge. The surf will be rough for a few days, but the lack of surge is certainly some good news here. Rain spreading into the Garden State this morning. It will be heavy at times, but scattered throughout the first part of the day. It'll be breezy during the daytime hours, gusting to 25 miles an hour. High temperatures still on the warm side, still humid, 75 to 80. Now, tonight is when the heaviest, steadiest rain arrives, and looks like the biggest rainfall totals will be along the south coast, Southern Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. That's where over 3 inches of rain could easily cause some flooding issues. Tonight will also be the windiest part of this forecast, 40 miles an hour inland, 50 miles an hour along the coast. Rain ends tomorrow morning, wind calms by tomorrow afternoon, and skies clear to sunshine for your Friday, but here comes the big cool down. Temperatures tumble from the 60s to the 50s tomorrow. Highs this weekend only in the lower 60s at best. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, death toll is rising from Hurricane Michael, now a tropical storm, and weakening as it storms across the southwest. New Jersey officials are close to agreeing on legal weed, but more New Jersey towns are going to ban it from ever being sold within their borders. In sports, Flyers top the Senators 7-4. Raptors blow out the Nets in NBA preseason, and it's Thursday night football tonight at the Meadowlands, the Giants and Eagles. Your bus stop forecast and New Jersey fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. Just a couple of showers and sprinkles pushing into the Garden State now, but we will see scattered rain throughout the day. Things really ramp up later tonight. It's not going to feel like a tropical storm necessarily until overnight, so you should do okay, just a little wet and a little breezy coming home this afternoon. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
Good morning.
Make New Jersey 101.5 part of your Alexa weekday morning routine.
Now listening to New Jersey 101.5.
Instantly hear updated flash reports with the latest breaking news and weather. Weekdays, wake up with Alexa and New Jersey 101.5.
Thank you.
You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is on a Thursday morning. Weekend is in sight, but we've got some rain that we're going to have to get through over the next day or so. These are going to be some of the remnants now of Tropical Storm Michael, which continues to weaken, but will bring some rain to the Garden State today and tonight. It should dry out as we move through tomorrow for a nice fall weekend ahead, and Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. A grand jury in the Garden State's indicted former baseball star Lenny Dykstra on drug and other charges. This all stems from a bizarre altercation in May between Dykstra and an Uber driver. Dykstra now faces charges of cocaine and methamphetamine possession, as well as making terroristic threats. The three-time All-Star claimed the driver threatened him after Dykstra changed the trip's destination. The driver said Dykstra held a gun to his head. No weapon was found. Dykstra played a dozen seasons with the Phillies and Mets, a member of the Mets' 86 championship team. Sitting with business leaders and venture capitalists at Audible's corporate headquarters in Newark, Governor Murphy urged lawmakers to start considering his proposal to establish a venture capital fund so it's in place when current tax incentive programs expire next year.
Murphy says the Innovation Evergreen Fund is a major weapon in his plan to improve wage growth and reduce poverty in New Jersey.
For all of the big incentives that we've put out there, we've not solved any riddles.
The fund would be paid for by selling $60 million a year in tax credits for 5 years. The state funds would be paired with private venture capital funds and invested in promising new companies.
The investment decision, thank God for everybody who's going to be an investor, will not be made by me or anyone in government. The decisions on investment will be made by the venture firms, as they should be.
In Newark, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A prosecutor says the New York limo company operator charged with criminally negligent homicide in a crash that killed 20 people had packed bags with him when he was arrested. Nauman Hussein showed little emotion as he was arraigned and didn't comment as he left court after posting bond. A judge entered a not guilty plea for him. His lawyer says Hussein didn't feel safe staying at home because he got threats after Saturday's crash in Schoharie. Insurance fraud continues to be a big problem, both in New Jersey and across the nation. This month has been dubbed Insurance Fraud Awareness Month in the Garden State.
Acting State Insurance Fraud Prosecutor Tracy Thompson says insurance fraud is being fought at the federal, state, and county level, but
we need the help of the community to be vigilant and to report this activity wherever they see it.
She says all of us can help.
They can help put the brakes on it by checking their own documents, by protecting their own identity.
Thompson points out higher premiums to cover fraud losses hurt individuals and businesses. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 525. Temperatures are in the 70s this morning. We could see 80 in some spots today, but you're going to need your rain gear later as the remnants of Hurricane, now Tropical Storm Michael, continue to speed across the Southwest and will bring rain to the Garden State tonight, and should be out of here by tomorrow. Dan has all the details in 4 minutes coming up on the half hour. We'll also have the latest on what help New Jersey is sending to Florida. We'll update business news next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28. As we update business news, not a good day in New York as the stock market rout that started on Wall Street rolled through Asia today, driving China's benchmark to a four-year low. The S&P was off more than 3%. The NASDAQ, with a large contingent of tech stocks, 4% lower. It has fallen 7.5% in just 5 days. And, of course, the Dow was off more than 800 points. New Jersey's First News, engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petrotoni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander and Patrick Lavery. Sergio Bichau is at the editor's desk.
Hey, we have a great new contest for you at NJ1015.com. It's called the Game Day Giveaway. You can win two tickets to the pro football game of your choice, including airfare and hotel. The contest goes on now through October 31st at NJ1015.com.